Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. As is usual with our classical About Music programs here on GSA Radio, we have the in-depth music on Monday evenings at 7:30 and the light music programs on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock. Today we are looking at the music of Brahms and specifically four sets of variations on the themes of Paganini, Schumann and Haydn. And on Thursday we will be having a themed program of lighter music entitled A Touch of the Exotic, in which we will listen to music by Rimsky-Korsakov, Ravel, Debussy, Glazunov, Ponce, Ippolitov, Ivanov, and Granados. The first set of variations we will listen to today is a set of variations on a theme of Schumann. It is for piano, four hands, which means two pianists playing on one piano. The important information that I would like you to take note of is that in this set of variations, as well as the other three we will listen to, Brahms applies considerable imagination and ingenuity to applying a traditional approach to a very old musical structure, right down to the usual two-part structures of the themes with each half repeated, the harmonic structure with the traditional modulations as anticipated, and the increasing complexity. In this, Brahms followed Beethoven's approach, in contrast to his own romantic contemporaries who tended to drift off into poetic and emotional music, as we've heard with both Schumann and Rachmaninoff in the past weeks.
Thank you.
Our next set of variations by Brahms is also on a theme of Robert Schumann and is in a minor key. In the case of minor keys, the modulation structure is different from major keys. Major keys invariably move to the dominant at the first major cadence, meaning the key 5 notes higher in the scale. Minor keys, on the other hand, move usually to the related major key. That means the major key that contains the same notes as the minor key. Occasionally, they move to the dominant 5 notes higher. In this minor key work, most of the variations have the related major key at the central cadence, but some, for example 2 and 6, do not change key at all. Brahms also unusually uses a theme with a 3-part phrase structure in this set. Near the end, an extraordinary thing happens in the score. Brahms changes in variation 15 from the minor key to the major key starting on the same note, in other words, F sharp minor to F sharp major. But instead of using the traditional 6 sharps, Brahms notates 6 flats, which is G flat major. From the point of view of the piano, this is the same key, so you will not hear the difference. But what you will hear is a different emotional context, flat keys generally being considered to be more mellow than sharp keys. Brahms might also have been aware of how much more difficult this variation would be from a reading point of view, as the internal modulation moves to B-flat minor, which has 5 flats. This is enharmonically equal to A-sharp minor, which has 7 sharps. The last variation, number 16, moves back to 6 sharps, a completely traditional ending. Since the 16th century or even earlier, works in minor keys nearly always end in the major key. Minor key pieces often end on a major chord, known as the Picardy third, because the major chord provides a stronger sense of resolution and finality compared to the minor chord, making the piece sound more complete. Emotionally, it is speculated that the major key sounds more in tune and provides a sense of hope or resolution at the end of a potentially somber piece.
Thank you.
Our third set of variations is on the same theme of Paganini that we have listened to in the past 2 weeks. Brahms provides another 28 unique variations in two books of 14 each. We will only listen to book one. Thank you. We conclude today with a set of variations on a theme which Brahms believed to be by Haydn, but which may have simply been attributed to Haydn by a music publisher. Music publishers in the early 19th century often attached the names of famous composers to works by unknown or lesser-known composers to make the pieces more saleable. Subsequent research has concluded that the wind piece Brahms used as a source does not fit Haydn's style. Brahms found a theme entitled Chorale of St. Anthony in a wind ensemble. In 1870, Brahms's friend Carl Ferdinand Perl, the librarian of the Vienna Philharmonic Society, who was working on a Haydn biography at the time, showed Brahms a transcription he had made of a piece attributed to Haydn entitled Divertimento No. 1. The second movement bore the heading St. Anthony Chorale, and it is this movement which provides the theme on which the variations are based. This work may or may not have been written by Ignaz Pleyel, and it is not known if Pleyel wrote the piece or found the chorale theme elsewhere. Another source for this theme has never been found. Incidentally, this work of Brahms, originally written for two pianos, is generally considered to be the first set of variations written for orchestra. Some give this honor to Antonio Salieri's 26 variations on La Folia de Spagna, but Brahms's variations on a theme by Haydn is considered a landmark work because it's an independent set of variations for orchestra, in other words, not part of a larger work, and this was a novel approach at the time. We will listen to the orchestral version. So I greet you then until Thursday at 6 p.m., and I sincerely hope you will then join me for a light musical look at a touch of the exotic.
Thank you. Thank you.